Bismillah, alhamdulillah, peace be with you, salam alaikum. Thank you for tuning in to The Deen Show. Ramadan is here and you want to know, why are you fasting? People want to know about Ramadan, so a lot of the not yet Muslims are tuning in. All this and more, you're going to learn about Ramadan. Why are the Muslims fasting? Why are you fasting? Some people don't even know why they're fasting. So we're going to be talking about why you're fasting, who you're fasting for, and also the many tremendous benefits of fasting. All of this and more here on The Deen Show. My next guest coming up. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Deen, This is the Deen Show.
Assalamu alaikum, peace be with you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Dr. Samil, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, I'm doing good.
We made it to the blessed month of Ramadan, and now we're trying to educate people, and it's really important nowadays. Many people, not just the not yet Muslims, but even the Muslims, many don't know why they're fasting, you know, the significance of it, you know, the benefits of it. So we really want to, you know, kind of an ABC approach. Really simplify it so people can really get into the spirit of Ramadan when they know what it's all about.
Good, good. Alhamdulillah. Well, first and foremost, I would like to say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu to all the viewers up there. It's very important that any act or any interaction, any words that a Muslim or anyone should be saying, we should be connecting with the Creator. So all throughout the centuries, our Creator has given us certain commandments. Starting with Prophet Adam, peace be upon him. Then Noah, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, peace be upon all of them. Our Creator has sent the commandment, the fundamental commandment is that we should be worshipping the Creator alone and not the creation. So in that context, our Creator has given the injunction of fasting. So it says in the Quran, chapter number 2, verse number 183, that, O you who believe, fasting has been given to you as it was given to those before you, that you may obtain God consciousness and self-discipline. So the reason that we Muslims are fasting, first and foremost, is because we are obeying the Creator. And it also says that other people before us, they were given the same injunction of fasting. So fasting, we are doing it because obviously it gives us that self-discipline, God consciousness, and ultimately the reward by the Creator, inshallah, God willing.
Now you said an Arabic word. When you say Muslim, are you referring to any conscious person, human being, peaceful human being who submits to the Creator? Is this what you mean when you say Muslim? Because some people say Muslim, oh, those are those terrorists over there. But what do you mean when you say Muslim?
Yeah, the word Muslim, it means someone who actively, consciously submits to the one Creator. Says that I'm only going to believe in you. God, you are the only Creator. You are one. And I submit to your commandments. And I make an intention to obey your commandments. That is the definition of a Muslim.
So we can clearly say without a shadow of a doubt that Jesus was a Muslim. Is that right?
Yes, Jesus was a Muslim because it says in the Quran, chapter number 3, verse number 51, that, so Jesus Christ has been quoted in the Quran. He's saying that, God is my Lord and He's your Lord. Worship Him alone, and that is the straight path.
So we know that Jesus was a pure monotheist, just like Muslims. He was a Muslim. He called to the worship of the Creator, not the creation. He prayed. We pray the same way, putting our head to the ground. And He fasted. So He did the fast too.
Sure,
the same
sure.
thing. Is this the same tradition that we're seeing here?
Yes, it's very important that when we look at the previous prophets who came before Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, they all used to worship the one Creator, and they used to call people to worship the one Creator. For example, it says in the Old Testament, in the book of Genesis, chapter 17, verse number 3, that Abraham, peace be upon him, Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, when the time of prayer came, he used to go to a nice quiet place and worship the one Creator by bowing himself down on his forehead, the way that Muslims are praying. Moses, peace be upon him, it says the same thing in the book of Exodus, chapter 40, verse number 3. Putting his forehead on the ground, he used to worship the one Creator. What is the first commandment, Brother Eddie? according to the Old Testament.
That's the same thing. Thou shalt worship no other God except the one God. That's it. Not a stick, not a stone, not a man. Hear, O Israel, the God, that Lord thy God is one. So worshiping God alone, that's the first command, with all your heart, your mind.
Yes, yes. So Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, when he was given, according to the Bible, the Ten Commandments, the very first commandment, according to the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse number 3, that there is only one God, you should not take any other God before me, and you should not make any graven images of God. That was Prophet Moses proclaimed to his people. Now you'll be amazed to find out that Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, when people ask him this very fundamental question, that of all the commandments, which one is the first and the biggest one? It says in the Gospel of Mark, chapter number 12, verse number 29. So Jesus Christ, he mentioned, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, he is one. Worship him with all your heart, all your mind, all your soul, all your strength." And that is the first commandment. So it's very important that we Muslims, when we are fasting and praying and worshiping the Creator, we're not doing just in isolation, just because Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, brought those commandments by the Creator. We are doing it because we are connecting with all the prophets and messengers, because all of them, they used to worship the one Creator. They used to pray the same way that Muslims are praying, and they used to fast the way that Muslims are fasting. Maybe I could give you maybe a couple of reference about fasting in the Old and the New Testament.
Yeah, before we go to break, give us one of those before we go to break.
Wonderful. When Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, when he received the Ten Commandments, he was in the state of fasting. So it says in the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse number 3, that Moses was fasting. Number 2, Jesus Christ, peace be upon him. Matthew chapter 4, verse number 2, he was fasting for about 40 days and 40 nights. And we Muslims, when we are fasting, we are following not only the ideology of oneness of God that all the prophets used to believe and call people to, we are also following the rituals of all the prophets and messengers.
Same tradition, same way of life,
same way
religion,
of life.
Nothing different.
Yeah, because it says in the Quran, chapter 42, verse number 13, in the Quran, which we Muslims say this is the last and the final revelation coming from the Creator. Chapter 42, verse number 13, it says that the same deen, the same way of life given to you, Muhammad, peace be upon him, was also given to Prophet Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus, peace be upon them.
Because that wouldn't make sense if all of them came with different religions. It's one humanity, one universal religion since the beginning of time, and that's been submission to the will of God. That's Islam.
That is Islam. That's the definition. Submission to the Creator. Yeah.
That's it. So we got that out of the way. We fast because it's a command from the Creator, right? We're going to talk about the benefits when we come back and much more. It's the same tradition. Moses, Abraham, Jesus, all of them, Muhammad being the last final messenger, they all prayed to God, the Creator. They didn't worship the creation. They prayed, they fasted, and did all these wonderful things that we're doing. We'll be right back with more here. And Ramadan is here, so we'll be talking more about it on The Deen Show. We'll be right back. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you. Welcome to The Deen Show. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, assalamu alaikum, peace be with you. Greetings of peace to everybody all around the globe that's tuning into The Deen Show.
This is The Deen Show.
Back here on The Deen Show, and we're into Ramadan. We're talking about, it's one of the pillars of Islam. Obviously, Islam is based on five pillars. One, to worship nothing but the Creator, your Maker, and to accept all the messengers, Muhammad being the last, Jesus being one of those, and Abraham, Moses, the ones that we mentioned, praying five times a day. Then we have the Ramadan, fasting during the month of Ramadan. We're talking about that, and this is new to a lot of people. So some people are like, you know, we know obesity is on the rise. People are dying from overeating. So now here we come and we're saying, God is saying, actually, look, you have to refrain from food. And this will help you. One of the benefits is to become more conscious, God conscious, and to develop self-discipline. So, you know, people are like, okay, what do I do? Do I just refrain from eating all day? How can I? You know, people are in love with food. You know, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but overindulging. So how can we explain this? Is that's what it's all about? I'm just going to give up food, and is that going to improve my character? What more goes into this fasting? Talk to us.
Okay, so wonderful. Ramadan is the name of the ninth month of the Islamic lunar calendar. So in that month, Muslims are supposed to fast for the whole month, but it's not a 24-hour day fasting, by the way. That may be next to impossible. So we fast from dawn to sunset. So nowadays, because it's summertime, it is about 17 hours of fasting. So before we start the fast, we wake up before dawn, we eat a light meal, and then we fast the whole day. We don't eat anything, we don't drink anything, not even a single drop of water. And then at sunset, then we break the fast. So fasting is not just about not eating or not drinking or not having intimate relationship with our spouses. Fasting is also developing that God consciousness, this closeness to God, so enhancing our spirituality, our piety. That means during the state of fasting, we should be overly conscious. It's like a mini boot camp, by the way. We should be overly conscious of doing all the good things that we should be doing all throughout the year. Having connection with God, reading more Quran, pondering on it, implementing it, sharing it, number one. Number two, we should be looking at the society and trying to enhance the society. That means if there is someone in the society that needs help, like the poor, people who are deprived, we are supposed to reach out to them, volunteer at the soup kitchens, for example, and all the wonderful things that we are supposed to do, we are supposed to keep on doing it extra in the month of fasting. Thirdly, very important, all the bad things that we were not supposed to do anyway, we should be overly conscious in eradicating them. Example, some people, they still smoke, right, cigarettes. So in the month of Ramadan, we should be obviously prohibiting it on ourselves because that's not good, and Islam also prohibits that, by the way, anything that harms our body. Backbiting, for example, you know, unconsciously sometimes we do backbiting. We're supposed to be overly conscious and avoiding it. Some people, they lie, they may cheat, they may not honor their parents the way that they should. So all the good things we should inculcate and all the bad things we should eradicate. So for this whole month, like a boot camp, if we are conscious in that way, inshallah, God willing, after we are done with the 30 days of fasting, that will become our second nature.
And this is known, I mean, as a characteristic of human traits, if you can go ahead and make something a habit for 3 weeks plus, you know, rather it be a good or bad, you know, this will stick with you. But, you know, if you drop bad habits, like for instance, you know, we know God is the most merciful and loving, but now you had a bad habit, you were doing a, you know, something that was prohibited, for instance, like you said, smoking or drinking alcohol, and now you refrain from it for a whole month, and you prove that you can do it, you don't want to go back to it now, do you?
So it becomes part of our second nature. You know, for example, suppose at our place of employment, our boss tells us, you know, for your training, go 3 weeks of training in California. And for all day from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. would be part of your training for 3 weeks. Now, to please our boss, we do it because we want the check at the end of the day. Likewise, we want to please our Creator who has given us all these wonderful things. So when we are fasting, once we have that, you know, we are fasting for the Creator, that ultimately the reward is going to be given to us by the Creator. Fasting becomes a little bit more easier for us to inculcate all the good things that we are supposed to do, the way that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, the charity that he used to do, enhancing the society and refraining from all the bad things.
Yeah. So we see a lot of the, we'll get into a lot of the health benefits. You know, science is making these discoveries now that we've already been told from the wisdom of the Creator, and we have it here. But we see, like, we're refraining from things that are legal, eating food and relations with your spouse during the day. So this is also a proof. Now, if you can give this up, you're strong enough to give this up for 30 days, obviously at the end, this training camp, you know, you can come out stronger and be a better, develop yourself to be the best human being. Rise to the occasion, rise to your full potential.
Exactly, exactly. You know, I mean, we are all human beings. We are fallible human beings. When it comes to our diet, I mean, one in three people in USA, and maybe some other countries too, they're obese. You know, when we are driving, we may have a bag of chips next to us. When we are at work, we may have a box of candies next to us, right? So we are overly indulging in all of these habits. So when we are fasting, we are refraining from things which may be halal or which may be permissible, That means when we are fasting, that means when we are staying away from these, it is easier for us to stay away from things that we are not supposed to be eating anyway or doing anyway. So it's a, if I have to say in one word, it would be self-discipline.
Big time, yeah.
Big time, yeah.
Before we go to break, also, I mean, if you're lying, deceiving, cheating, backbiting, God doesn't need your fast, does He?
No, because it will be just, we are hungry. It will not be, you know, it will not be accepted. So it's very important. That it's not just about not eating, not drinking, or not having all of those relationships. It's about being overly conscious of avoiding the bad things and inculcating all the wonderful things.
Yeah, let's take, beautiful, mashallah, let's take a break and we'll be right back with more. Talking about Ramadan, it's here. We're going to be talking about it and asking some more questions. We're going to be also talking about the benefits, the scientific discoveries, and who else, who knows best, our Creator, and we're doing the best thing by following what our Creator's told us to do. We're going to be getting some of these benefits of fasting when we come back here on the Deen Show. When I embraced Islam, from that day on, I knew I never wanted to drink another drink in my life. I never wanted to smoke. I never wanted to harm my body. Because I realized that it was a blessing, you know, to be able to see life from the perspective of Islam, because it's like a lens that clarifies life for you. And so I started seeing the clarity of life, and I said, this is what I've been looking for all my life. Now all I have to do is live up to it. Back here on the Deen Show, Ramadan, we're talking about it, helping educate the not yet Muslims and the Muslims. Many turned this into, let's say, a yearly ritual, and we want to get people into the spirit of Ramadan to really know why you're doing it. So when you know why you're doing it, that you're doing it for your Creator, we talked about that this is nothing new. Islam is not a new religion brought by Muhammad. It's the same way of life that was practiced by all the prophets, including Jesus, Abraham, all of them. They weren't Christian, they were, or any other religion, they were Muslims, they were doing Islam. So now this also helps to give us confidence in our Islam, in what we're doing. And some people now, they even get more inspired when they see, like, wow, these doctors, medical professionals, scientists are discovering that fasting actually has tremendous health benefits for you. You're actually a medical doctor yourself, aren't you?
Right. So by education, I'm a medical doctor.
Yes. And so, can we get into some of these health benefits? Yes.
No, so before I speak about the health benefits of fasting, there's a footnote I would like to mention right away. So Muslims are not fasting because of the health benefits, by the way. Health benefits are like a bonus for us.
Bonus.
It's like an add-on that our Creator has given to us. But the first and foremost reason is that God told us to fast and we are fasting.
Absolutely. Yes.
And alhamdulillah, all praise be to Allah, health benefits. So from the health point of view, there have been many, many research that has been done. Natural Health System of UK, they have done a very humongous research. And according to them, they found out that for our whole body, from all the organs which are involved in fasting, how much enhanced that they are from the medical point of view. For example, when we are fasting, we initially use the glucose, the sugar, which is stored in the liver. Once that is used, then what is used are the fats. And some of us has more fat than others, right? So fat is burned as energy. And when fat is burned as energy, that means a person eventually lose weight. And eventually, that will have a very enhanced situation for the body about reducing the cholesterol. So the bad cholesterol which is there in the body, it goes away or it is reduced. And the good cholesterol, which is called as the HDL, it increases. So that itself prevents many heart conditions, many conditions like stroke, many conditions like diabetes.
Yes.
So all of those benefits are there because of fasting. Now, it's very important for the viewers to know that when Muslims, when we start the fast and when we break the fast, we do it with the date fruit, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's very delicious, by the way. If you have not yet eaten it, go ahead if you want to take a sample of that. It's very important. When we break the fast with the date fruit, It has vitamins and minerals, and it has fructose and dextrose in it.
So I'll try it for them. How's that? Bismillah.
Bismillah, go ahead.
Good stuff.
Yeah?
MashaAllah.
Delicious?
Alhamdulillah.
So not only it is delicious, by the way, much delicious than the Mars candy and the Snicker candy, it has nutrients, it has minerals, which is good for our body. Our body needs that, number one. Number two, it has fibers in there. So it acts as a very good laxative, number two. Number three, when our colon is clean, that means it has less effect of building up of all the toxins which are accumulating in our body all throughout the year. So when we are fasting, when we are eating the date fruit and we are conscious of all the health benefits, our cholesterol comes down, our health increases, and this is just as an add-on effect for us, alhamdulillah.
Praise be to Allah. I'm going to take you to a clip of what also doctors, medical practitioners are saying. In this one clip, real quick, they can see it.
People who do that have a lower risk of diabetes and also coronary artery disease.
Okay.
And we've gone on a recent study that we've just completed that is being published this year in an academic medical journal. We found that asking people to fast, we found that there are a number of metabolic changes in their bodies that were unexpected and that potentially have prolonged effects due to that. Raising fat cells in the body and renewing the insulin, the sensitivity to insulin. Human growth hormone went up substantially, which has potential. It's an antagonist to insulin, that's the process that body becomes resistant to insulin.
And you just got to hear this from a medical professional, and talking about pretty much the same thing you're talking about. So this is not just Muslims saying this. These are people out there who've done the research, and they're seeing that fasting actually, and it makes sense. Your body's always working hard to digest all this food, and now you give it time to break and rebuild itself, replenish itself, rejuvenate itself, and we come out winners at the end.
Right, right. So any which way that we look at this, we are pleasing our Creator because we are listening to His commandments, number one. Number two, when we are fasting, we are more conscious of the people who are less fortunate than us. So we reach out to them and we enhance the society. Number three, very important, the health benefits, but we're not fasting for the health benefits. But Eddie, it's very important that in the month of Ramadan, the Quran was revealed also, by the way. So the Quran is the book that is a guidance for humanity. As it says in the Quran chapter 2, verse number 185, that in the month of Ramadan, the Quran was revealed as a guidance for humanity and as a criteria to differentiate between right and wrong. So Quran provides who is the creator. It tells us. Number two, it also notifies the purpose of life. That is, we should worship the creator alone and not the creation in the most holistic way. Number three, it gives us the guidance and solutions for humanity's problems. Very important. And number four, very, very important, a way for salvation. It says in the Quran chapter 2, verse number 25, anyone who has the right belief and do good deeds, God's mercy comes into play, and inshallah, God willing, eternal paradise. So Ramadan is not just about fasting, it is about this wonderful guidance that our Creator has given to us. So we could be the best in this world and obtain eternal paradise in the hereafter, inshallah.
MashaAllah. May we strive to obey our Creator and to achieve ultimate success, because what other better place to end up than Jannah, paradise, by living this short life in a way that's pleasing to the one who made you, the one you're going to return back to.
Exactly.
And Ramadan right now is one of the best ways to achieve that, isn't it?
That's the best way to achieve it. So I also pray that all of us and all the people who are watching, that may God give us the motivation, inspiration, the guidance. So all of us not only just follow what is in the Quran, but if we also follow the message of all the prophets and messengers, which is absolute oneness of the Creator, worship the Creator and not the creation. So a very small way that I usually mention to my Christian and the Jewish and other friends would be, if you love Jesus and Moses, peace be upon them, follow their faith. Their faith was Islam, absolute submission to one God. If you love them, pray the way that they used to pray. They used to pray by putting their forehead on the ground the way that Muslims are praying. If you love them, fast the way that they used to fast and the way that Muslims are fasting now. So if you embrace all of this, you're embracing the oneness of God and all the prophets.
MashaAllah, that's right. Thank you very much. Peace be with you. And we look to have you back again sometime in the future. Inshallah. Have a blessed Ramadan. Ameen. Thank you. JazakAllah khair.
Wa
alaikum salam. And thank you for tuning in. May the Creator of the heavens and the earth wish you a blessed Ramadan. Enjoy the Ramadan. Use it to connect with Allah, the Creator, through the Quran, the verbatim word of God. He sent it as a mercy for you. So connect it, read it, try to get through it through this Ramadan, and try not to go back now. If we can make these bad habits go away during Ramadan and pick up new good ones, that's the idea, to get refreshed for the rest of the year. So if you are coming into Ramadan smoking, which is something prohibited, drinking alcohol, gambling, and all these other things, and you did it for the Creator, you left it alone, and you proved that you can do it for a whole month. Leave it alone now. Don't go back to it. And let's try not to overindulge at the same time. So the Prophet, peace be upon him, said the believer eats with one intestine, with one stomach, not seven. So let's try to make sure that when the time for fast, when it's over, that we don't overindulge. Because all of the bad things come from filling this stomach and all the diseases with overeating, all the processed foods, and try to eat healthy, try to keep a good diet going, and try to really, so we can get up in the night, so we can pray, and we can really get the most out of this blessed month of Ramadan. Thank you for tuning in. Make sure to follow us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and contribute towards the Deen Show so we can help continue to run this, help take it to the next level. We'll see you next time. Until then, peace be unto you. So support the Dawah, support the Deen Show, contribute, and help us spread this message of peace, peace acquired by submission to the will of God, Islam. We'll see you next time. Tune in every week to the Deen Show. Follow us on the Twitter, on the Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channels, and wherever you're watching us, continue to watch us, same time, same channel. Peace be unto you. Assalamu alaikum.